Okay, we're going to start again for the last 20 minutes.
好，我们现在还有二十分钟的课。
Now remember, one of the reasons that we're studying about the genealogy of Noah is it should give us some appreciation of the fact that Noah was our ancestor.
我们要研读这个诺亚的族谱，是要让我们能够理解，原来诺亚真的是我们的祖先。
What that also means is that when we believe in Jesus Christ, we're not just brothers in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, but we're also physically related.
还有就是当我们相信了耶稣基督，我们成为在耶稣里，我们变成 跟神是一个家族的时候，这其实不只是一个精神层面的事情，其实我们跟耶稣基督也是有血缘关系的。
Yeah, we all share the same genes.
我们都分享了同样的基因。
Free from the genes of the angels, remember the fallen sons of God, they had a big influence in the gene pool, or in the genes of the humans before the flood.
而且呢，我们知道我们都没有那些堕落天使来毁坏的这个被弄乱的这个基因。所以我们是完全是人类的纯种的人类的基因。
Okay, but to look at it from a nice, almost like an emotional human point of view, we're all related. We're all part of this big family.
所以从情感面来讲，我们所有的这些基督徒们，或者是说人类们，我们其实都是来自同一个家族。
Yeah, that includes, you know, like the unbelievers as well, because they came from Noah too, obviously.
而当然呢，其他的非信徒也一样都是我们的同一个家族的，因为他们也都是从诺亚的子孙的后代。
Yeah. One thing it does not mean is that we're all children of God. See, some people like to get this idea that all humans are children of God.
但是有一个概念呢，又怕我们会搞错的，就是有些人会以为我们所有的人类都是神的儿女。
But we're not. The Bible very clearly says only when you believe in Jesus Christ, you become a son of God, like Galatians 3:26.
所以，但是呢，我们其实不是哦。在我们没有信耶稣基督，我们其实还不是神的儿女。
Galatians 3:26 says you all become sons, I think it uses the word sons of God, through faith in Jesus Christ.
加拉太书第三章二十六节就提到我们要信了主才会成为神的儿女。
That's right. And Jesus, remember, he told the Pharisees at one time, because they hadn't believed in Jesus, of course, he said, you are sons of the devil.
耶稣有一次呢对法利赛人说你们是撒旦的孩子。
So, you know, don't get deceived by this. Sometimes people try to bring up this concept that we're all children of God. We're not.
所以我们不要被有些人的这个说法给欺骗了，说我们都是神的儿女，这个是不对的说法。
You have to be cleansed of your sins, and you have to be righteous, and you have to be in Christ before you can become a child of God.
所以你必须真的要认罪，你必须要完全的公义，你的血液里要有那样的完全的公义之后，你才是算是神的子女。
Now what I want to mention before we go to the chart that we were talking about, Genesis 10:15, this is an important verse for you people.
那我们还要再回来再看一下创世纪十章十五节，这是对我们很重要的一个金句。
Okay, when I say you people, I mean, you know, Chinese people.
尤其是对我们中国人。
Okay, but there's two people that show up on the table of nations going back to Genesis chapter 10, which are mostly important for the Chinese race.
在这个创世纪第十章里面提到了两个人，这个对我们这个中国血统、中华血统，好来讲是非常非常重要的两个人，在创世纪十章里面。
Yeah, and one was Sin.
一个是闪。
Okay, yeah, so if you look down the line, now this is coming from Canaan. Canaan is the grandson of Noah through Ham.
好，在这个韩的子孙里下面，就是韩的儿子叫 Canaan, Canaan 下面的一个人。
Yeah, and we have the Sinites. The Sinites are actually the tribes, but if you look in Genesis chapter 10, you have the name Sin, S-I-N.
这个 Sinite 是一个族群，好，但是如果是从这个族谱里面来看的话呢，他的名字从圣经上来讲，就是创世纪第十章里面有一个 Canaan 的后代是 Sin, S-I-N, Sin. or sign.
I'm really not sure of the pronunciation. I don't think anyone is actually, but in the Hebrew be sin.
Sin, huh? 就是有一个孩子叫 sin, 他的这个后代里面。
Okay, and I mentioned in the last class that we had last Tuesday that we have this word sino in English, which we've used for hundreds and hundreds of years, S-I-N-O, and it's like a prefix to anything related to China.
那其实在英文里面有一个很已经几百年就有的一个字叫 sino, 这个字呢 sino 这个字一直的意思都跟中国有关、
yeah.
它就是中国的 意思。
Yeah, and it's quite possible like the Qin dynasty was like the first dynasty of China, so maybe it relates to that. Well, you don't know because these names, they have to come from somewhere.
It came from Sanskrit.
Well, Sanskrit would have come from the Bible, from Sin.
Qin?
Ah, sorry.
Qin is actually from the northeast of China. Which is, at that time, there are many, many, many different tribes.
Oh, okay.
So that's only one of the tribes.
One of the tribes.
And they won too many fights, and then they become the dynasty.
Oh, okay. We see that there's the Sinites, and then through the Sanskrit, we saw that last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then possibly that name, the designation, or the way that they're named, is related to the Chinese in some way.
Mm-hmm. 这个族谱里面的这个人，然后他们其实就是后来就来往中国走，所以后来在西方一直把中国称之为 Sino, 就是这个 Sinite 的一个后代，他们就去了中国。
And there's another name in here, Het, H-E-T-H.
另外一个名字 Heth.
Yeah, so just to finish off today's lesson, we'll look at him.
那我们来看看 He.
Okay, now his name is first mentioned in Genesis 10:15.
这个赫呢是在创世纪十章十五节第一次被提到。
And you see his name mentioned here. In the Hebrew, it's sort of pronounced like het, because you have the he here.
在希伯来文呢也是就是念赫，跟赫还有蛮像的一个音。
Het, he was like the ancestor of the Hittites, and the Hittites had a big empire in Turkey.
赫他的后裔呢就是后来成为了一个 Hittites 这个族群，那这族群呢他就占领了土耳其。
Okay, so I'll just write that up on the board. If you do a search through an English Bible, the Hittites are mentioned many times actually.
这个 Hittites 在这个族呢他们在圣经里面提到过非常多次。
They were very powerful for a long time because they had iron weapons and they built the very modern types of chariots. So they had a very good military.
好，这个 Hittites 这个族群呢，他们是真的第一个开始用金属的这种武器，他们自己会制造武器，然后会造船，好，而且很厉害的那种小的艇，金属的舰艇。
Yeah.
所以他们是非常骁勇善战的。
Remember, David had a Hittite whose name was Uriah in his army as a general. So this is going back 1000 BC.
在西元前一千年的时候，也就是大卫当王的时候，他有一个将领，就是 Hittites 人，非常的帮他打了非常多胜仗。
But then David raped this guy's wife, and then he killed that guy. He killed Uriah.
然后呢，结果大卫呢也就很可怕的是那个故事就是他犯了一个大罪，就是把这个很骁勇善战的将军的太太给强暴了，然后还害那个将军去上战场死了，然后娶了他的这个太太。
What we're going to see is that this name Hittite, and some scholars have sort of like predicted, I guess, that this man came into history as the Mongolians, I think we worked out.
然后这个 Hittites 这一族群呢也来到中国北方，也就是后来的蒙古人。
I pulled these notes off the website as well. So the word Hittite has been spelled, we see it here, Hittai, from which we have the word Cathay, which is another designation, meaning another name for China.
好，所以呢这个 Hittites 这个字呢在古时候是被拼成这个 K-H-I-T-T-A-E, Hittai。
Kitay.
然后这 Kitay 呢后来就被又被拼成了 Cathay, 就是国泰航空用的那个字。所以这个 Cathay 这个字呢就是国泰那个字呢其实它就代表的是中国。
OK. Okay, and then you have these people. Now, nobody here could read these characters here, but apparently there was a group of people called the Khitan. How did you pronounce this one here?
Khitan.
Khitan. And these are part of the Mongolian races, or maybe one of the Mongolian tribes or something?
No, actually they are Mongolian.
Oh, they're Mongolians, okay.
Right. Just in different dynasty, there's different names.
Ah, okay.
然后这个还有一个字叫Khitan，也就是契丹。好，那契丹其实就是蒙古族，也是同样的，可以看得出来是同前面那个赫和 Khitan 都是同一个字根这样下来的，应该是同样的人。
But anyway, so that's one possibility that these, the Het is became the Asian people. So first he was the Hittites, and when the Hittites empire was coming down,Then they moved further north and east into China.
好，所以我们可以看得出来，就是有可能这个中国的这个有一部分的族群，就是从那个赫，然后一到 Khitan， 然后变成了 Khitan， 就是契丹，然后这样一直就是对，因为中国其实是非常多族群。的人嘛，这里面有很大一支可能都是从这边来的。
Again, every race of people has to start from somewhere, and it looks that the most likely source of the Chinese and all the Asian people actually was from the sons, like the descendants of Sin and Het.
好，就说任何人他都有一个起源，那很明显的这个起源可能是来自于这一条线。从这个契丹，然后再往上面是赫，好，这样子传下来的。
Okay, now I'll just give you one other concept from this map here.
那我们现在要再来从这一个地图呢，给大家一个概念。
So I'll post this out to you as well. And this map here is related more to the DNA. They've tested people's DNA and they tried to find out where they went.
这一个图呢，它其实是经由测试很多人的 DNA 的组成。然后呢，去把他的过去的祖先是怎么样子，从哪里移居过来的，把它整个变成一个动态的一个路线图。
Okay, and one place is missing is the Pacific, and yeah, there's a lot of people living in the Pacific and small islands and things like that.
那但是在这张图上面呢，没有讲到的是那些在这个南太平洋的那些在岛上的这些人，这个就是太平洋。群岛上面的人是怎么来的？他没有把那一边人做画出来。
And when you look at the language of the people of the Pacific, there's a lot of similarities from East Asia. And I think even there's some words from maybe Japan and Indonesia and these places, you will find similarities.
所以南太平洋岛，就南岛的语系的这些人哦，那他们的很多部分还是跟我们亚洲这边的人是蛮像的。
So using language as one way to trace back history, they can say that the people in the Pacific came from the West. So they came through Indonesia, through places like the Philippines, even through Taiwan and Japan, and then moved down.
从这个南太平洋岛上面的人的他们的语系哈，让大家认为呢，就是这些学者们他们认为这些人应该是从印尼、菲律宾，甚至台湾。好，在北一点到日本这个方向来的。
And that was what scholars traditionally thought for a long, long time.
这些都是这些学者们哈，从很长的时间，他们都这样子认为。
And then you have this man. He's a Norwegian called Thor Heyerdahl, and he had this theory that maybe the Pacific Islands, the people came from South America, because he had some evidence about that.
哦，但是呢，有个北欧的这个学者，他认为呢，这边南岛的人呢是从南美洲过来的。
Yeah, so he was saying that they came from the east and then they sailed across here, across the Pacific.
Yeah, 所以他觉得就是那边从这一条灰线到了南美之后，他们再从南美那边跑到太平洋。
And a lot of the people in those organizations, the scientific organizations, said that's impossible.
但是呢，从很多的这个科学的机构，他们很多人都反对他这个说法。
So he made a boat, and then he sailed across, and he proved that people could actually sail across from South America to these islands.
但他就自己呢，就弄了一个船， 然后就从南美洲一个很不怎么样的船哈，就好像是那种自己手工做的一只竹筏，就从南美洲飘去了那个南太平洋的群岛，所以他就证明了这是可能发生的。
He basically made a raft out of bamboo using all natural things, trees and things like that, that he could find in Peru.
他呢就是真的是从秘鲁出发，然后拿了一些天然的这些树啊木头啊什么的，就自己制造了一个竹筏一样的船，然后就飘去了南太平洋。他的目的就是要证明这些人是有可能从南美洲迁移到那些南太平洋的。
It's a very interesting story. You can look up that for yourself.
这是一个非常有趣的故事啊！你们可以在自己在网上去看一下。
But when he was getting organized, he said, "Well, I need some people to help me."
当他在做这些事情的时候，他说：“啊，我需要一些人来帮助我。
”And he needed 5 people to come with him on the boat.
他征召了五位人跟他一起上这个船。
And this is a notice that he put on a newspaper. He said, I'm going to cross the Pacific on a wooden raft to support a theory that the South Sea Islands were peopled, meaning they came from Peru. Will you come? Reply at once.
他呢就在那个媒体上面做了一个小小的那个广告，说我要去穿越太平洋，用一个木筏，木做的竹筏，为了要证明要支持这些南岛语系的人，他们是实际上是来自秘鲁，你愿意来吗？然后请立刻回复。他就写了这样的一个广告。
Okay, and these are some close up pictures of the boat, and as they went across it took 3 months, and the boat's sinking lower and lower in the water, but eventually they made it to an island.
这一条船现在那个荧幕上的这条船就是他们当初坐的船，这条船呢从秘鲁出发到南太平洋岛呢花了3个月的时间，在这个海上呢它就越来越往下沉，但是还是还好，就是在他们完全沉掉之前他们抵达了南太平洋的岛。
Yeah, so he proved his theory.
所以他证明了他的理论。
And obviously, you know, the people in the Pacific, they've been there for thousands of years, they had to come from somewhere.
所以那些在南太平洋岛上的居民是在也是千年前就住在那边的，他们一定是要从哪里过去的。
Just like all of us, we had to come from somewhere.
我们都一定就像跟我们一样，我们都一定是来自于某处。
No, we came from Mount Ararat, really. From Mount Ararat, you know, the mountain where Noah's boat stopped.
那但是我们知道的就是，我们都是最终的，我们的最最最前面的祖先都是来自于那个Ararat。这个山群就是诺亚方舟最后所停留的地方。
Okay, that's enough for today. So let's bow our heads.
好，我们今天到这边，我们现在先低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time we've had to study about the genealogy of of the human race.
我们感谢天父，让我们今天学习到我们人类的族谱。
We give thanks that it helps us appreciate the faith of Noah and what he did in order that the human race could survive.
我们也非常感谢让我们能够理解也学习到诺亚他的信心，由于他的信心让我们的人类可以继续的存活在这个地球上。
And that from your grace you preserved the human race and you gave even to Noah but to us you give us everything we need to survive.
然后感谢你的恩典，让我们的人类可以经由诺亚，让我们一直延绵下来，而且继续的存活在世界上。
We give thanks that you preserve your record in the Bible so that we can study these things.
我们更感谢你为我们保留了这些记录，让我们可以在现在还能够学习到过去。
And that also that we can see every day your faithfulness, even in the small things in life.
而也让我们能够感受到 你对我们的信实，即使是从很小的事情上。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Another special prayer I just wanted to pray as well because Vivi, she's our student in China. She does work with people with leprosy actually.
Oh, 麻风
Leprosy. Here she's working with people hereOkay, and see, this is a group that she's got here, and she tells the gospel to them, and they sing songs and things like that.
Vivi 是在为麻风病人工作的，她为他们讲这个福音，然后他们常常做崇拜。
Which part of China?
在广东。
In China.
广东。
Okay. 淡水 right?
So we need to pray for her about that and the ministry, those people, of course.
She just started this ministry?
She's been doing it for quite some time.
Okay.
Yeah.
我们现在为 Vivi 祷告，因为她现在还在一直在为这些麻风病患者做事工。
Right. And she's saying it's her birthday today as well. So happy birthday, Vivi.
今天也是 Vivi 的生日，生日快乐。
Okay. So that's it, and we'll see you all again on Tuesday.
然后我们星期二再见喽。
Okay.